Tom Karkle with the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today, calling for eventually partly sunny conditions. That'll go till late afternoon. Then things will clear out a bit. We do have some isolated morning showers hanging around. We'll have a high near 63 for today. Temperature-wise, Kenosha is at 55 at this hour. It's 58 in Burlington, 56 Milwaukee, and 56 degrees in Racine. Two Town of Norway residents in the Racine County Jail accused of locking a 9-year-old child in a dog kennel at night and occasionally throughout the day. The Sheriff's Office and the Human Services Department called to an elementary school in Wind Lake Wednesday to investigate a child abuse complaint. At the home, they found a wire and metal kennel that was about 5 feet high, 4 feet long, 8 feet wide, with a padlock, allegedly used to keep the child from escaping. The victim and a 10-year-old removed from that home and placed into protective custody. Sheriff Christopher Schmalig says the alleged abuse had been going on for just a relatively short amount of time. The two people under arrest, the children's 46-year-old grandmother and the owner of the home where they lived, he indicated the parents of the children apparently not in the picture.
Everything in the course of this investigation indicates they are not involved. The grandmother has sole custody of this children. And this particular child was under the sole direction and care of this 46-year-old Wind Lake woman who this 9-year-old would call grandma.
Schmalig indicated he couldn't understand what people are thinking.
I guess at the end of the day, I find some comfort knowing that this 9-year-old and sibling are in a safe, warm environment and a warm bed this evening. To the contrary, the caregivers are in custody. They're locked in a jail cell where they ought to be.
That's 47-year-old Gail Lalonde and 48-year-old Dale Devers. They are in the county jail. The sheriff indicates that a jawbone, including some teeth, were discovered by a landscaper doing work at a Wind Point Road address. It's being tested through the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office to determine if it is indeed human or not. And the sheriff Monday morning is scheduled to brief reporters on what a news release indicates is a 17-year-old cold case homicide, and which would include both victim and suspect information. City of Racine police called to the 3400 block of 17th Street Thursday afternoon. The report was multiple gunshots, several shell casings reportedly found at 17th and Blaine. Nobody found to have been injured, though. A car with out-of-state plates mentioned as perhaps being involved. Before 2:30 this morning, Mount Pleasant police and South Shore Fire Department paramedics dispatched to a home on North Thatcher Road, a woman reportedly not breathing from a possible overdose. While en route, they were told that the 911 caller had taken off in a truck with the victim toward the hospital. Police then followed the truck to the Ascension All Saints campus. And Kenosha firefighters dispatched after 3 this morning to Pop Manufacturing on South Sheridan Road, 9000 block, to report there was smoke in the building. Extra personnel and equipment requested by the incident commander, along with a fire investigator and a police supervisor. Cause of the fire undetermined at this point. Crowd of several hundred turning out for what many deemed a little pat on the back. A community fundraising response that former Kenosha County Executive John Collins said allowed the Shalom Center to purchase their vacant office building on 39th Avenue and turn it into a soup kitchen and single-site homeless shelter.
Through their collective community efforts, this former vacant office building has been converted into a place of refuge for the homeless and hungry in our community. It is indeed a day to celebrate.
Collins chairing the building committee for the nonprofit, as well as playing MC to the ribbon cutting. The new building will end the INS program, which had area churches taking turns housing the homeless overflow. Pending announcement of where the Foxconn manufacturing facility is going to be located in either Mount Pleasant or Kenosha County, impacting the City of Racine's request for information process on hotel developers related to the proposed multi-use lakefront event center. The Redevelopment Authority, hearing from City Administrator Jim Palinick, said the response deadline was initially going to be this week, then it got extended to what's proposed for a 150-room hotel. It looks like it's going to be extended again. Private developer interest is also in the Foxconn decision.
We've been getting decent responses. People are showing that there's a number of quality developers out there. They've asked a number of questions. It's obvious that we have probably several that will be responding, hopefully more than several. But at the same time, some of those same national developers have told us something quite specific. That is, they're watching the news on a regular, almost daily basis. They're well aware of the Foxconn discussions.
The mayor's advisory committee, by the way, on the event center met in August. Another meeting is scheduled this month, and they may keep meeting into early 2018. And a status update given on some redevelopment authority sites around the city of Racine. For the Southside Industrial Park, Development Director Amy Conley indicated guardedly that there may be a developer to announce at a meeting in the near future. Not so good news for the 615 Marquette Street housing proposal with General Capital Development. Historic tax credits were not approved by the state. Conley explained a yes or no continuance decision is expected in November.
The deadline for sort of coming back to us and sort of making a final presentation is going to probably run in November. And if they're going to make an application to WIDA for any sort of financing, it's got to be done in November. So we are in a stage where within the next 6 weeks or so, we're going to have to nail it down and decide if we're moving forward with General Capital or not.
And the 1520-1536 Clark Street Veterans Housing Plan in the old industrial buildings, no longer just about veterans, Conley telling RDA members. Cardinal Capital not going to seek low-income housing credits. Veterans housing vouchers, though, will be sought. In Mount Pleasant, a fire of yet undetermined origin damaging a wing on an assisted living facility. The Racine Commons Assisted Living Facility at Campus and Corporate Drives, a short distance from the Mount Pleasant Village Hall. South Shore Battalion Chief John Radawan said the fire apparently began in an enclosure for dumpsters at the east end of the facility and then moved up into the building itself. But there were sprinklers inside the attic, keeping the flames from spreading. Firefighting effort, though, did result in several inches of water in some of the rooms, in addition to smoke damage. He noted people from several nearby businesses came in to help the residents there get out of that building, but nobody was hurt. City of Racine has seemingly been stocking away federal grants to test for the level of soil contamination and eventual cleanup of the former Racine steel casting site on North Memorial Drive. Well, now there's word an actual test is going to be done soon on part of the north property that even EPA has concerns about because of contamination from PCB, VOC, and industrial metal. The Redevelopment Authority hearing from consulting firm attorney Bill Scott that this chemical process called COOLOX will be targeted on about a 3,000-square-foot section of the north site.
We have EPA's backing on this. It's something that we at one time were concerned that DNR would have a concern, and when we talked to them, they said, we don't need a meeting to talk about it. This stuff is okay with us. We've approved it at other locations. Just give us the permit application. So that, to me, was the green light from DNR. We already had the green light from EPA, and now we've got a contract.
He said every conceivable use for the site has been considered, depending on how the cleanup process plays out. Lab tests, by the way, reportedly show a 78% or more elimination rate of PCBs and VOCs with this COOLOX test. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to provide gold at Standard Baking Incorporated up to $575,000 in tax credits to support that Illinois firm's expansion in Pleasant Prairie. Company announced earlier this year it would move into a newly constructed building in Lakeview Corporate Park and create about 100 jobs. The 200,000-square-foot facility did open in July, is expected to operate 3 shifts a day to help meet a growing demand for its products. The new facility will not replace the company's existing production site in the Chicago area. And this week, the Kenosha City Council approved a rezoning request and an amendment to the neighborhood plan that allowed a proposed apartment project for nearly empty warehouse building space at 22nd Avenue and 56th Street to take a step forward. It's Bear Development's plan for the 2100 and 2122 56th Street locations, including 60 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments. Areas to the east, including land by the railroad tracks, will be used for parking and green space. The only tenant left in that building is Bill Bowman. He's the owner of Mid-American Furnishings. Now, he supports the redevelopment plan because the building is, in his words, a dump.
And if this project isn't approved, you will have a building that probably will end up being vacant and eventually have to be torn down. The amount of money that would have to be put into it to make it an attractive warehouse is far more than anyone would be able to get rent.
He says he'll likely have to close his business because rent would be a lot higher anywhere else he goes. Project still needs a conditional use permit to proceed. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.